Hello, this is Logan.
Oh, hello. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles online listings for Bug Brothers Exterminating. It's usually the owner of the business. Is that who I'm speaking with?
It is. What can I do for you?
Oh, great. Hi, my name is Doug. I'm calling from Local Splash. We're a data service provider to Google and Meta, Facebook, calling about placing your business on the first pages of Google and Bing for your categories in your area. In other words, anytime anyone there in the greater Kershaw area was doing an online search for any of the professional services you're providing, we would see to it you always come up on that first page. I'm sure you use Google yourself from time to time.
I do.
Right. So, you know, when you do, you get that little map that comes up on the screen, a short list of businesses attached. You've seen that before?
I have.
Right. That is the local map section. Here at Local Splash, we place our clients there because we know 90% of revenue goes to those businesses. And the reason I've called you today, and I do thank you for taking the call, is because we do have a first page position available. So we're calling through the area today. Pardon me. We look for just one person, one business. And then once we found them, we close out the area. We do not work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. So you could see the benefit in that for your business?
Sure, yeah. We're already doing some market stuff that we have in the works for coming up. So the only problem is that right now we would not be looking to do that just yet. We'd probably be looking to do it towards the end of March or something. Is there any way you could give me a call back by then if you haven't come across that spot being filled?
Well, this would be an excellent time to secure this position, and then you would have it in place when, as you say, you're ready to move forward. We don't turn on a tap and overwhelm you with calls. But we would see to it that you'd have a steady flow of clients you'd be looking for. How does that sound?
I'm assuming that what are the financial responsibilities for it? Because that's kind of what I'm referring to is we've already used our budget for the marketing this month. So what's the financial responsibility portion is what I'm getting at.
I understand what you're saying. We do charge a flat rate on a monthly basis, and we do our best to keep that affordable for our clients. I see that your business address is there in Kershaw.
Correct.
How far out do you want people to find you from where you're located? How far out would you typically work?
So we go essentially in about a 50-foot or 50-mile diameter. So we'll go all the way down to Columbia. Mm-hmm. As well as all the way up into the Fort Mill, TUK, Rock Hill area.
I see. And then the work that you're doing, is it primarily on people's homes, or do you also do like businesses and commercial properties?
Yeah, we do both.
Okay, so you do it all. And I'm looking at, oh, by the way, my apologies. My name again was Doug, and this is Logan I'm speaking with?
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, Logan, are you the sole owner of the business?
I am not. My brother is. It's Bug Brothers because it's my brother who works as well.
I was wondering about that. Now, if this was something you wanted to move forward with, would you be the one who would, pull the trigger on that, or would you need to get him in on
it? I would consult with him. I would consult him, and then I would – but I'm ultimately the one that handles those things. He's the the operation officer, more to speak, than the executive.
You hold down
officer.
More the business side.
Right. That's exactly right.
I see. Okay. Well, and is he now? Is he available, or is it? Would you need to? I mean, if you were able to, call him and talk to him, you'd be able to.
I'm not sure. He does a small group at his church around this time on Wednesday, so I'm not sure entirely how long he, what his actual availability is right now, but that's what, either way, that's all I was asking for the financial side of it, because I'd be the one that ultimately makes the call either way.
Right. I, Pardon me. I was going to say, mine meets on Saturday morning, so we never run into anybody's work. But most of the people I'm with, I feel good because I think I'm the youngest person in the group, and I'm not that young. But mostly I'm with retirees. Let me get just a couple of other things here, because what I'm doing right now, and I'm sorry if I'm distracted for just a moment. I'm looking at your current online presence, and I can see your website here, and that is bugbrothersexterminating.com. That is the one you would want people to find when they're looking for your business services?
Correct.
Right. And then I also see here a Yelp listing. Is that something you set up yourself?
I did set that up, yeah.
Oh, okay. And how's that working out for you?
That's one of the things that we've kind of been trying different marketing areas as we get into this 2025 year. So the Yelp one was one of them, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, as well as local ads. And they've all had, you know, approximately the same amount of response.
Okay. Well, we've been doing this for going on 20 years now. We see to it that we get our clients on that first page, and we keep them there month in, month out. And as I say, as a top recommended option, people will call. Your phone will be busy. Now, you can handle more business at this time?
We could, yep. That's what
I
said. We're trying to get into a full calendar year of, and that's why we've been trying different things. So essentially every month I have been putting a certain amount of finances into our marketing to see which one holds the most response or what combination of them holds the most response.
That sounds very wise.
To kind of keep an idea of which one seems to be the most effective for our demographic.
Well, let me do this. Just a moment here. Oh, okay, I see here. Yeah, this website is linked to the Yelp, so that's good. What I'd like to do, I've got my director David on the line, because I know you want to hear that price. And one last question I wanted: how long have you been in business as Bug Brothers?
This will be the second full year of in business. We purchased the business from a gentleman that used to be Dykes Exterminating. We worked with him. We worked for him and with him for 4 years. He was in business for about 25. And then sadly he got cancer and passed away kind of suddenly on us. So we kind of got thrown into it last year. And then this is our first year kind of not cycling through all of his client books. He's very old school, so he had a lot of pen and paper, so there's a lot to go through. So this is the first year of, like, not scrambling through his records to try to build.
Well, let me do this. I've got David on the line. He's going to have that price for you. He'll also be able to give you some specific details. And I shot him a note and said that, you know, you're working with your brother, and so you may want to talk this over. Definitely will want to talk this over. And then he can either, if it looks like it's good and you want to go forward with it, that's great. Or he can shoot you some information about what you have to talk about. How does that sound?
Sure.
Okay, so this will be David on the line. And it's been a real pleasure talking with you, Logan.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Okay. Hello? Are you still there?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Just a moment here. Okay, here he is.
Hi, Logan.
Yes, sir.